anyone else, I'd have gotten away. Why do you think I called Ghost instead of anyone else? I heard Stone's amused reply. I snorted and headed to the bag of trash that I'd abandoned, but stopped to fish out my phone from my pocket when I felt it start vibrating. Hello? I answered as I picked my bag up once again and started heading out for my bike. Yo, fucker, Booth, my brother snapped. When are you coming home? I snorted. I'm not. You are too, or I'll fucking drag you here, he countered. You can't miss the birth of my kid. I'd hate you forever. I chuckled. She have the baby yet? Not yet, he said. Soon. Maybe as early as next week. If it doesn't happen before then, Monday at 9 they are inducing her, whether she's ready or not. I swallowed as I thought about going back to the same hospital I'd spent a lot of shitty days in and shook my head. I'll be there. What time? It's not going to happen right off the bat. I don't know, he grunted. Be here mid-afternoon. I tossed the bag of garbage in the dumpster as I continued on my way to my bike. I'll be there. Kiss Mason for me, I ordered as I straddled my bike. Will do, he promised. See you soon. Booth hung up and I pocketed my phone. Brother again? Ghost asked. I turned to find the creepy fucker directly behind me. Yeah, I confirmed. Why? He shook his head. Only time we see you smile is when you're on the phone with him or his wife, he said, sounding all philosophical and shit. Just wondering. With that, he walked away, disappearing around the side of the clubhouse as if he'd never been there at all, leaving me to drive all the way to the prison, wondering what in the hell had just happened. Had I just made a friend? Ghost was one to talk. I don't think I ever saw him smile either. About time you got here, Tyson grumbled. This has been the shittiest day from hell. I snorted. Tell me how you really feel, I mumbled, putting my lunch in the fridge and headed to the desk where Tyson was still kicked back and watching TV. I just did, he groaned and dropped his feet. There were fights early this morning. There are fights every day, I countered. I worked in a minimum security prison with felons. Felons who had medical conditions that prevented them from being housed with the other criminals in general population, otherwise known as Gen Pop. Did that mean they couldn't fight? Hell no. They fought constantly, and if I had to guess, it was even more than normal felons, seeing as these guys were treated like little toddlers who couldn't get around. This day was different, and it's visiting hour in 30 minutes, so it should be nice and fun for you, he laughed. I rolled my eyes. Visiting hours usually meant that one or two fights would break out over something stupid. Fucking wonderful, I muttered. Once I secured all of my belongings in my locker, I walked to the oldest time clock in creation and clocked in, dropping my time card in my slot beside the clock itself. What time do you get off? I asked. As soon as Richards gets here. Speak of the devil, Tyson stood so fast his face went white. What was that about? Richards grumbled as he walked past everyone. I'm ready to blow this hellhole, Tyson informed everyone as he walked to the time clock. This place is a fucking nuthouse today, and it's not even 9 in the morning. Tyson and Richards were guards, while I was a medic. I didn't have to go out and do the dangerous stuff like they did. No, I got to stay in the infirmary, watching television and doing whatever the hell I wanted, while they had to break up the fights and got their toes run over by wheelchairs. Yay, Richards said as he closed his locker. Exactly what I needed today. I ignored the rest of their conversation and went directly to the infirmary to relieve the other medic, an older gentleman named Haas. Hey, Haas, I called as I made my way into the room. You're free. Haas stood, grinning. Thank God, he mumbled. Tyson tell you this place was a freaking madhouse? I nodded my head. He did, I confirmed. Well, good luck to you, he called. I hope your day won't be as exciting as mine. I hoped not, too. However, shit like that rarely worked out. And I was right. 4 hours later, I was standing in the middle of chaos. You have to do something for her, the little boy screamed. I will, I muttered. Stop screaming in my ear and let me look at her. The little boy backed off only far enough that I could get down to my knees in front of the woman. A woman who was exceptionally beautiful, and, as it turned out, also my neighbor. What happened? I asked quietly, pulling back the bandage so I could get a better look at the source of all the blood that was covering her blouse. The woman stared at me with apprehension. Rod didn't mean to...